This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety show. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. A lot to get into, from Kyler Murray winning the Heisman Trophy Award, the second straight Sooner QB to win the Heisman Trophy Award, so that's pretty impressive. Celtics and the Bulls make history as Boston wins by 56. Luka Doncic wins, has a solo 11-0 run late to have the Mavs win. LeBron is finally getting himself ready for one of his final matchups with a guy that he's been in this league a long time with, D. Wade. So, and then obviously a lot to get into in the NFL. But got to say good morning to my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. Good morning, brother. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. It's just been a great couple of nights, man, in sports. I mean, we got all the NFL we're going to talk about, but watching Kyler Murray win that last night was special. He was very gracious. He was very thankful. And then, hey, Boston, baby. I think the Celtics are slowly figuring this out. So we'll see what they can do moving forward.
Yeah, a lot to get into in the sports world. We're going to dive into as much as we possibly can. You can call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website as well. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. We're just getting loose, getting warmed up. A lot to get into. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, and this is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
We sort of stopped paying attention and racked up a lot of debt.
Yeah, it was stressful. He blamed me for my credit card debt, and I blamed him for building that man cave.
It's awesome. Anyway, we stopped blaming each other, did our homework, and read that a smart way to consolidate debt is to get a fixed-rate loan. But getting a loan was brutal.
And a time drain.
So I was in my man cave researching personal loans, and I found Best Egg.
Yep.
They have an A-plus rating with the BBB, and Best Egg handles everything online, start to finish.
And Consumer Affairs gave Best Egg 5 stars for their easy online loan app. And we could be approved and funded in as little as one business day. I applied online with no impact to my credit score.
She always takes credit for my wins. But long story short, she got an awesome loan, yeah, paid off our cards and some bills while lowering our monthly payment. The Best Egg loan was like a total fresh start.
Yeah.
Visit bestegg.com/blue. Bestegg.com/blue.
Subject to credit approval. Actual rates, fees, and approval times will vary.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets?
Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, Mike, so I want to get into the Heisman Award with you because, obviously, Kyler Murray, the second straight Sooner QB to win that award. That's relatively impressive in itself when you think about it. So do the Oklahoma Sooners have some sort of a quarterback whisper there with Lincoln Riley, and then obviously before him. But in general, that is relatively impressive, isn't it, Mike?
Oh, absolutely, it's impressive. When you go into recruits' houses now and you go after a big time quarterback at Oklahoma, you could just bring the Heisman trophies with you and be like, hey, you got a legit shot at one of these babies if you perform at this school. It is incredibly impressive. And what's even going to be more impressive is what happens with Lincoln Riley in terms of his job at Oklahoma. Does he make the jump if the NFL teams come calling this offseason or any offseason moving forward, or does he stay with what he has there in Oklahoma?
No, I think that's a great question. I think that's the million-dollar question or multi-million-dollar question when you really think about it. But, look, you can never blame a guy for wanting to help improve himself. And ultimately, I understand wanting to be the best at what you do. And, you know, Nick Saban is one of those guys who, you know, everybody feels should never leave college. However, when you have accomplished everything that he has accomplished when it comes to college football, then you do want to have new challenges in your life. And I guess that's going to be the question for whether or not Lincoln Riley, if they do come knocking on Lincoln Riley's door, do you want to make the jump and do you want to go try something new? I think he's got a lot of college football left in him personally, Mike, but you never know. If the offer's right, the offer's right.
No, I mean, you can't, you know, I it's kind of hard to explain, I guess, but I mean, all these people get all up in arms and all these people by, you know, I mean, fans you know, he's not loyal, he's not this. Well, you know, at some point you have to be kind of selfish a little bit. If you think this is the best move for you, if Lincoln Riley thinks it's the best thing to be the new head coach at Arizona or any other place that is struggling in the NFL, then you can't fault him for wanting to be the best at his profession. So, I mean, I don't fault any guys for making the jump. I don't fault any guys for wanting to stay with what they got. But I mean, you and I both know that there are just some guys that are just, they're better college guys and they're going to be NFL guys. And I think, you know, with the success of the young coaches in the NFL, I think Lincoln Riley's going to take a long, hard look if, you know, if there's any jobs open, is there a great fit for him? I mean, not a perfect fit because there's never like really a perfect fit, but is there a good fit for him to, you know, do something special in the NFL?
Again, get in on the conversation, 1-800-878-7529. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Let me ask you this. Let's shift gears a little bit. We'll keep it in the coaching ranks, and we'll keep it in college and talk about Urban Meyer now and his legacy and how he has left the Ohio State Buckeyes. I'm not surprised. I'm not shocked. It's actually kind of funny. If you remember a week ago, when you and I were maybe either getting off the air or maybe going into our second hour, something along those lines, I did say, going to be very interesting to see what the next move of Urban Meyer is, and he's stepping down from Ohio State University. I have to think that there's a little bit more to this. Everybody's talking about his health as the main concern, and I'm not going to dispute that at all, because obviously health is very important. But I do think that everything that happened last season, Mike Wilson, was very difficult on the program, was probably difficult on Urban physically, mentally, emotionally, you name it, in every single way. But I think that what happened after the summer and everything that went down with the other coach, I just feel like it was too much. And This was going to be it for Urban Meyer. And I do not think I see Urban Meyer back on the sidelines. I really don't. I think it's more likely that we see him up in a booth somewhere, Mike Wilson.
No, I absolutely do, too. I don't think that he can stay away from the game. And I do, and I'm right with you, Dorf. I think this is not only maybe something with his health, which, like you, I'm not going to dispute, because we just don't know. I mean, he hasn't really talked about it too much, but all the stuff that went on with his comments at the Big Ten media days and all those kind of things, I think it wore him down. And yes, college coaches do get worn down, man. The hours that these guys put in are just insane. I mean, they're absolutely insane, and you just don't know if you're not one of them. But you know, it's one of those things where I know he's probably not going to be able to stay away from the game. And I remember when he was doing stuff for ESPN, when he was in between, you know, going to Ohio State and I believe Florida, he did, you know, some on-air stuff for ESPN, and he did just fine. So I think ESPN is going to reach out to him and try and get him in the fold at some point. No, I think all the off-field distractions this year really got to him. And I think that took a toll.
Absolutely. 100%. All right. So, let's continue talking some college here for a few more minutes as we have a couple minutes left in the segment. Again, 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website too, dorfonsportsradio.com. All right, so just real quickly, your thoughts about all the different bowl games and all the teams that are playing throughout the bowl season.
Well, you know, I've been of the mindset that, you know, there are a few too many bowl games, you know, and I get that people want to be rewarded for a good season, but I don't know if you want to be rewarded if you are 6-6, even 7-6. I think, you know, this is just a big money grab for the NCAA and all the sponsors of these bowl games. Like, I mean, next week I'm going to be up in Vegas for the Vegas Bowl, Arizona State and Fresno State, And, you know, it's the Mitsubishi Motors Las Vegas Bowl. And, you know, it is a reward for these teams because of the system that we have set up. But when you get down to it, you're watching a bowl game with two kind of very mediocre teams. And I don't know how much excitement that really gauges with a lot of people, except for the fact that, you know, next week you're in Vegas. I mean, there's a lot to do in Vegas and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, I mean, here in Phoenix, we have the Cheez-It Bowl. I mean, really? Are you kidding me? Can you imagine those? Can you imagine those swag bags? You know, here are your crackers, you know, that they hand out to these players. And, you know, I think the only excitement that people get from bowl season is if your team is in one, or you just buy into the New Year's Six bowls and the college football playoff.
No, I'm with you. Hey, real quickly, I just want to touch on this. Navy, Army, they went at it yesterday as well on Saturday. 17-10 was the final. Army, back-to-back 10-win seasons, Mike Wilson. That's impressive, brother.
Look out, they could be in the playoff next year.
Doubtful, but impressive back-to-back 10-win seasons for them. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do that. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
First and 10, Ohio State at the Minnesota 41-yard line. Haskins in a pistol set. Dobbins was behind him, shifts to his left in the backfield. And now Haskins looks like he might be changing the play. Single wide out right to the left. Haskins is going to throw. Back at the 50. Looking, fires middle of the field. Going deep for McLaurin in the end zone. Got it. Touchdown. Terry McLaurin in a fight for the football, and he hangs onto it for the score on a 41-yard pass play. Haskins to McLaurin, 9-7 Ohio State.
What Urban has brought to Buckeye Nation by far exceeded expectations. Not only has he elevated the quality and status of our program, but his presence has elevated Big Ten football.
My goal has always been to make this one of the premier and most comprehensive programs in America. It has always been the goal to see a healthy, strong program handed to an elite coach in person to make it even better. You know, with whatever time of day it is, I think we handled it right.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Yeah, we sort of stopped paying attention and racked up a lot of debt.
Yeah. It was stressful. He blamed me for my credit card debt, and I blamed him for building that man cave.
It's awesome. Anyway, we stopped blaming each other, did our homework, and read that a smart way to consolidate debt is to get a fixed-rate loan. But getting a loan was brutal.
And a time drain.
So I was in my man cave researching personal loans, and I found Best Egg.
Yep.
They have an A-plus rating with the BBB, and Best Egg handles everything online, start to finish.
And Consumer Affairs gave Best Egg 5 stars for their easy online loan app. And we could be approved and funded in as little as one business day. I applied online with no impact to my credit score.
She always takes credit for my wins. But long story short, she got an awesome loan, yep, paid off our cards and some bills while lowering our monthly payment. The Best Egg loan was like a total fresh start.
Yeah.
Visit bestegg.com/blue. Bestegg.com/blue.
Subject to credit approval. Actual rates, fees, and approval times will vary.
Noel will run the baseline, passes in, it's caught. Here's the heave from half court, it comes up short, and the Zags escape with an 81-79 win over the University of Washington.
All righty, everybody, welcome back in. I'm Andy Dorf, he's Mike Wilson, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can get at us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out Mike Wilson at Pigskin Opinion. Mike, obviously we're going to transition. We're going to talk some hoops. We'll start in the college ranks and maybe get ourselves over to the NBA as well. But just a quick finish up on the college football. And I do want to bring it back home here real quickly. New head coaches for both Arizona and ASU. I would have to think that ASU got the better of it as far as records go, and they obviously beat U of A at the end of the season as well in a really crazy come-from-behind victory. But truth be told, your opinion, your thoughts about both of these programs moving forward.
You know what? We'll start down in Tucson with the U of A Wildcats. You would have, if you're a coach, you'd have probably have to look at it as a bit of a failure, because they do have some talent. They have some young talent. Granted, it's not, I mean, let's be real. I mean, it's not Washington Husky kind of talent or Alabama kind of talent or, you know, anything like that. But they had some close games that they just gave up, not necessarily gave up, but they kind of, you know, stepped on themselves a little bit and should have came away with a win or two more. When you move north to Tempe and you have, you know, the Herm Edwards train, you and I talked about this all the time, either on the phone or on air, that it's a lot of the same. It is a lot of the same in terms of wins, and there's nothing there that just makes me go, oh, Herm's going to get this to, you know, 11 wins, 10 wins, that kind of thing. So we'll have to see. I mean, they're losing N'Keal Harry, who's first round talent. They are losing their quarterback who's been there forever, Manny Wilkins. So they're going to have to start over at both those kind of positions. The defense has to play better. So, you know, they did make it to a bowl game, so you can kind of put that down as a success, but there's going to be plenty of questions moving forward when we get to the summertime and training camp for the Arizona State Sun Devils.
No, I agree 100%. And let's, speaking of Arizona State Sun Devil football, now let's shift gears and talk a little college hoops real quickly, as the top five right now, pretty much in both the AP and the college, both of these are Gonzaga number one, right. Kansas number two, Duke number three, Virginia number four, and Michigan number five. That's your top five right now. And then ASU cracking the top 25, around number 20 or so right now. They're 7-0. They do have a big matchup coming up with Kansas on the 22nd of December here in Arizona, in Tempe. I know you'll be there. I'm going to try to be there as well, but college hoops is in full throttle. College hoops is rocking and rolling. ASU once again with Bobby Hurley making some early season noise. Will it last this year?
We'll see. I mean, you take a look at the team, and it's a totally different kind of basketball team. I mean, last couple years, you know, they've been calling it Guard U. and they relied heavily on the three-point ball. Now they got some length, they got some height, they got some athleticism. They have this point guard who's built like a strong safety tight end kind of player in Dort, who they're talking about could be a one and done kind of guy. He's playing really well right now. And even though they're not 7-0 anymore, they lost to Nevada the other night, out in Los Angeles, but, they're still 7-1. They got Rock Chalk coming on the 22nd. Like you said, that's going to be a good test for them. But I think Hurley probably learned a little bit about how to coach in the Pac-12, you know, after last year getting undefeated through the preseason or non-conference schedule, excuse me. And then, you know, he got taught a little bit of a lesson what happens in conference play. You know, you kind of beat up on each other, kind of eat its own out here in the West. So we'll see. I do like the hype. I like the athleticism that the Sun Devils now have, because they had nothing of that last year. They couldn't go inside to save their lives last year. Now they can go inside. They can get those offensive boards. They can win the rebounding battle. And you and I both know, you win the rebounding battle, you're going to put yourself in a great position to win a game.
It's kind of like winning the line of scrimmage, to be honest with you, when it comes to football. I totally agree with you. Hey, let me ask you this. Are you surprised or shocked not to see any other Pac-12 schools in the top 25 right now?
No, I'm not shocked. From the Pac-12 right now in basketball is just kind of an afterthought. They're a bunch of mediocre teams. I know people want to talk about Oregon being the favorite to win the Pac-12, but they don't, like in football, buddy, and you and I have talked about this before off air, on air, they don't have anybody in the conference that would scare anybody. You know, it's not like, you know, if UCLA was really good and be like, oh God, here comes UCLA. And then they don't have that. You know, you play football and you go up against a Michigan or Ohio State, or you go to Alabama or Auburn to play, that's going to scare some teams. They'd be like, oh my God, we're stepping into the lion's den.
Right.
You know, Pac-12 doesn't have anything like that.
I'm with you 100%. Let me ask you this, Mike Wilson. As I'm looking at the top 25, you know, year in and year out, it's like the Kansases, the Dukes, the Kentuckys, the Michigans. They've always been there, and they're always getting there. Villanova is the reigning champion. They got out of the gates pretty slowly, if I'm not mistaken. I think they started out 0-2. Now they've gotten things kind of figured out to a certain degree. They're in the top 25. They're 21 right now, 6-2. Are you looking at, you know, the usual suspects, or is this the year that we finally have something really, really bizarre happen in college hoops?
Well, that's the 64-cent question right there, Dorf. You're going to have the usual suspects. And you, like you said, with Villanova, they got out of the gate a little slow, but they lost a lot of talent off that championship team last year. So that's going to take a little bit to kind of get going. But that's a program that can find its way back pretty easy, because what do? They play defense. So I'm looking at Villanova to be just fine come tournament time. Watch out for Michigan State. You know, the Izzo is, you know, he has those guys playing good ball. He's always going to have them playing tough defense. The one surprise right now is Nevada. You know, Nevada's ranked 6th. You know, they just beat ASU the other night in Los Angeles. So Nevada could be the one that kind of could be the fly in the ointment in terms of when it comes to tournament time. People are high on Virginia. I like Virginia. The only thing with Virginia that they struggle with is just being able to keep up with the high-paced teams, like their ability to score when they really need it. But look at, hey, who's the top of the top 25? The Zags. Mark Few has a program now that he just reloads. It's to that point where they're always in that top 10, top 15. Now they got experienced guys. And, hey, just maybe this is the year the Zags break through. It'd be great. I'd love to see the Zags break through and kind of, you know, they beat Duke. They beat all those wonderful freshmen everybody brags about. So, I mean, they have the talent to beat the top-ranked teams, and right now they're top dog. They're at the top of the hill, man.
Yeah, and it's impressive the way that Mark Few just continues, like you said, to reload that program there at Gonzaga. They're very impressive. You know, I'm looking at a team like Tennessee, maybe, or a team like Auburn. You know, you look at some of those teams that year in and year out, they're not necessarily the best, but they have those years where they kind of shock you and surprise you. Tennessee, if I'm not mistaken, their only loss this season so far is to Kansas, and they were playing a really, really good game, and then all of a sudden Kansas just kind of stole that game from them. Michigan State, you talked about. I love Tom Izzo. He always has tournament teams. We know that. Michigan State, they'll be there. We know that. North Carolina, they're kind of under the radar this year. You know, Roy Williams,
right.
Obviously – North Carolina will be in the mix. They'll be around for that tournament, but you know they're kind of hanging in the teens as far as their rankings go. Wisconsin, it's good to see Wisconsin back in the rankings. You know they had a down year and they're back playing pretty solid basketball the way that I'm accustomed to seeing Wisconsin be, and they're always a tough out when they're in the tournament. I guess that's what it's really all about when you think about it, Mike Wilson, is the tournament. These teams are jockeying for position, trying to make the tournament. Hopefully ASU doesn't have another major collapse. That's all I can say, man. And it looks like they won't, to be quite honest with you, bro. I know I hear the music, so I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do that. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf on the other side. I don't know. We'll continue talking hoops, probably talk about some NBA hoops. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
It's blocked by Azubuki. A clean rejection. Here comes KU. Moore down the left sideline. Turns, finds Vic. KU for the lead. Yes! Legero Vic from the wing. Back-to-back triples has KU on top.
Yeah. This is Dorf on Sports.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Pick and roll.
Oh! He caught a body, and it was Embiid at the other end.
No fouls to give for Minnesota. Kuzma launches a three, puts it in at the buzzer.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Get at us. Let's talk. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, Mike, I want to shift gears once again with you. Let's keep talking hoops, though, and let's go into the NBA. And obviously, you know, I watched a game on Friday night with the Milwaukee Bucks and the Golden State Warriors, and the Golden State Warriors were obviously pretty dominant in that game, played real well, knocking the Bucks out of that second position by half a game. And the Philadelphia 76ers, ever since they brought Jimmy Butler into the equation there, obviously it's turned things around in a very positive way. So the Philadelphia 76ers are playing really, really well right now, 8-2 in their last 10, if I'm not mistaken. Raptors continue to play great. Milwaukee a little bit up and down as of late. Indiana a little up and down. Looks like Boston is starting to kind of find themselves a little bit. And then you've got Detroit, Charlotte, and Orlando finishing out the top eight in the Eastern Conference. And then now we go to the West, and boom, Golden State back on top, Mike. I mean, they haven't been there. They've been as low as four or five, but now they're back on top, winning three straight. Not surprised. Steph Curry's back in the mix, and they're playing better basketball. It's not a big shock. I think the biggest shock might be Oklahoma City being in that number two spot. Not a lot of people necessarily buying into them as far as being a serious contender in the West. I personally am buying into them. Denver, they're slipping a little bit. Gary Harris is going to be out for the next 3 or 4 weeks, so we'll have to watch them and see how they continue to play. The Clippers at the 4 spot, L.A. Lakers in the 5 spot, Memphis Grizzlies in the 6 spot, Portland all the way down to 7. Look who's in the playoffs now, the Dallas Mavericks. On the outside looking in, the Kings, Minnesota, Jazz, Pelicans, San Antonio, and then the Houston Rockets, who are the second worst team in the Western Conference, only to the Phoenix Suns, man. The Western Conference is absolutely nuts, bro. I'm sorry, but it's absolutely crazy. It's insane. I really think that a lot of this will switch around, but right now the makeup in the West is bizarre. And then as far as the East goes, it's Toronto and everybody else as far as I'm concerned, Mike Wilson.
Yeah, let's go back to the West, and I'll agree that the West is a bit bonkers right now. It kind of reminds me of Major League Baseball and the National League Central, where the Brewers and the Cubs always seem, you know, everybody in that division always seem like they're moving up and down on a daily basis. You know, you take a look at all eight teams that would qualify for the playoffs right now, and how crazy would that be that the two LA teams would be playing each other?
Yeah,
I mean that the Clippers and the Lakers would be playing each other in the playoffs right now, being that 4 and 5 spot, and that would be kind of interesting to see that. But yeah, I mean the Golden State, you know, wow, you put Curry back in and look what happens. You put a guy in that's just, you know, he has in the arena range, and he's just the face of that franchise. I mean he's the guy for them, And right now, Golden State, yeah, they've won 3 in a row. Let's, you know, the other teams are hoping they don't get too far out in front of everybody. Oklahoma City's making me a believer day by day here with what they're doing. Russell Westbrook is still on pace to kind of to average another triple double this year. But you know, as a team, they're playing, you know, they're 7-3 in their last 10. So they're playing some really good ball. Denver. Yeah. You mentioned Gary Harris is going to be out for a little while. That's going to affect them, in a big way. And then, you know, look, Dallas is in, like you said, and the other team that's in, still in the mix here is Memphis. I mean, Memphis had an atrocious year last year, and right now they're the sixth seed. So that's some pretty good news for both those franchises as we move forward.
I would say Memphis, in all honesty, that was more a product of not having Gasol and not having Conley on the field, floor for them. So those guys are two solid veterans that can play this game with anybody, to be honest with you. Hey, what do you think about the relationship that you're seeing between Paul George and Russell Westbrook? The other night, you know, he scores 47 points, and, you know, they're interviewing him, and then Russell comes over and he dumps, you know, he's pouring water on him to kind of cool him off because the guy was so on fire. He shot 15 to 27 from the field. That's impressive. Had the big three-pointer go-ahead shot for them. First time he's been able to do that, I believe, in 14 or 15 attempts late in a ball game like that. So obviously a good boost for Paul George. But what can you say about that relationship? Because to me it looks like it's budding 100%, and these guys love playing with each other.
Yeah, I mean, you took the words right out of my mouth there. It's still a work in progress. I mean, you know, but I mean, it is budding right in front of our eyes. And you know, let's make no mistake, it is tough to play with Russell Westbrook because he can be so ball dominant. I mean, you don't get to average a triple double without having the ball in your hands quite a bit. But you know, at the same time, Paul George is no slouch. You know, this guy has some dog in him. He can play, and he's starting to show Russell that, hey, give me the dang ball, and I'll win some games for us. I'll put points on the board, so you don't have to do as much. And it's nice to see, because that was the talk. I mean, you and I got to both admit it, that trade for Paul George. You know, everybody's wondering, how's he going to fit in with Westbrook? And right now he's fitting in just fine. You know, it took him a little over a year to figure this out, but I think they're figuring it out.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Let me ask you this now. So LeBron James, Kevin Durant during the week comes out and says playing with LeBron is toxic because of all the attention that you get and this and that and the other. It didn't seem like LeBron took much offense to the comment, because truth be told, I think that a lot of times media brings things in and tries to incite people and get them excited and arouse them about certain situations. Do you find that statement to be somewhat true? Yes or no?
Oh, I think I didn't think much of it. I think it was, like you said, the media likes to bring in a story and likes to try and pump a narrative with it. I think LeBron took it as, you know, he's not saying that he doesn't want to play with me. Like, he's not saying that. And let's face it, it is true. I mean, to get to your question, it is true. I mean, it is a tough thing to play with LeBron because of all the off-court stuff. He is a bit melodramatic. He does bring a lot of attention. He does, you know, do these tweets that are kind of subconscious kind of tweets, and people are trying to figure it out. So there's, you know, there's all that stuff that kind of, it's kind of off the court stuff. I don't think Durant was trying to be demeaning or mean in any kind of way. I mean, if you ask Durant, would you like to play with him on the court and have that, I'm sure he would say yes. But he is absolutely 100% right in terms of all the other stuff that can be toxic, because right now, let's face it, Durant is in a situation up in the Bay, up at Golden State, that is not as toxic. I mean, yeah, they had a little, he's had a little dust up, you know, with one of his teammates there. But I mean, that kind of stuff happens all the time, but it's not on the scale that a LeBron would bring, to a team. So I think one, he wasn't trying to be dismissive of, of LeBron's ability or anything like that on the basketball court. I think he was talking about, you know, all the off-court stuff can take away from what a team is trying to do on the court.
Well, and with all that being said, LeBron James does a great job of getting his teammates paid. Many guys right. that have, if he likes you, he's bringing you along with him first and foremost, but he's also going to get you paid. So at the end of the day, I think playing with LeBron James, for me personally, it would be amazing. I would absolutely love the opportunity to play with one of, if not the greatest basketball players of all time. So, look, you can twist and turn it however you want. But let me ask right. you this now: since you did bring up the Golden State situation, are you finding Draymond to be a little bit more of a guy that they could maybe get rid of, more expendable, if you will, because they're winning without him? And he has caused a little bit of a rift in the situation there with KD, with obviously the comments that he had about him. So in this whole situation, him not playing and them winning because Steph comes back in the lineup, does that kind of put Draymond in check, yes or no?
I think it does a little bit. I mean, I think Draymond's two different guys. He is totally – from what you hear from off the court, he's a great guy off the court. Like he's an outstanding individual on the court. It like he flips the switch and he goes from being this nice person off the court to this kind of dog. I'm not going to take any kind of, you know what, from anybody kind of person, but you are absolutely right, Mr. Dorf, that, you know, with them winning without him and winning like they are doing, it does look like he could be the one that could be expendable. If they wanted to bring in a top flight kind of role player or a couple role players to kind of give their team a little bit more balance, I guess he could be the one out because let's face it, they don't want to lose Thompson. They don't want to lose one of the Splash Brothers, and he's going to be a free agent after the year. So they're going to have to be creative in terms of how they're going to try and keep this going, especially with a new arena coming next year. So yes, I mean, I do think that Draymond's going to be the expendable one. And then the question is Draymond as good on another team as he has been for Golden State? And a lot of people right. will say no.
No, and that's a great point. I mean, look, they have such a great situation there for all these guys, and they just, you know, blend in with each other. And if you go somewhere else and you have to be the big fish, it does make things a little bit more difficult. Hey, let me ask you this. We got to finish this off by talking about the local team here, the Phoenix Suns, who are 4-22, 1-9 in their last 10 games. Just atrocious, to be honest with you. If Booker's not on the floor or TJ Warren, they absolutely have no scoring whatsoever. Ayton, in my humble opinion thus far, I wouldn't put him on the bust category yet, but I would absolutely say that this guy is a major project, and I'm very unimpressed with what he's brought to the table, at least thus far. What say you, Mike Wilson?
Yeah, I'm with you on Ayton for sure, and I'm certainly with you on, you know, Booker and these other guys on the court. I mean, it's a totally lost cause. Ayton just looks like he has no motor. Like he's not playing inspired basketball. He's not playing, and I'm not exactly saying that he's not playing hard, but he looks too casual out there. And you know, when you play in the NBA, I mean, that's your career, that's your job. And there's people trying to take your career away from you. There's people trying to take your job away from you. And the casualness that he plays with, you know, it's just not NBA. You can't do that in the NBA.
Yeah.
And he's not playing NBA level basketball, and he's the number one pick. When you're the number one pick, you got a lot of things you got to prove to people. And right now, he's not even close to doing it. And then I wonder about Booker. You know, is Booker wondering why he signed that extension? You know, $155 million extension, and his best years right now, some of his best years are being wasted away here in Phoenix. You know, I wonder if he has second thoughts about doing that.
Great points, man. And obviously, we got to take a quick pause for the cause because I hear the music behind us. But disappointing for the Phoenix Suns, to be quite honest with you. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
James blocked by Carter.
Towns. A beautiful rejection. He's seventh in the NBA in shot blocking so far this season.
Offensive rebound for Drummond. Taken away again with Fournier. Stripping it. The lob for Gordon. Oh, he styles it up.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
First trip to the red zone today for the Cleveland Browns, and the touchdown for Nick Chubb.
Welcome back in, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. He's Mike Wilson. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. And obviously, if you just heard that clip, hour number two, all about the NFL, which is what we do. We switch gears and talk all NFL. And believe me, there's plenty of stuff to get into in the NFL to do that. So hour number two, all about the NFL. Hour number one, we get around the sports world. We've hit just about everything, Mike Wilson, from college basketball, college football, NBA basketball. We didn't talk any Major League Baseball, but that's because there isn't much to talk about other than the winter meetings that will be coming up pretty soon, my friend. So, you know what? And then, obviously, NHL hockey, which we didn't talk about this week because we didn't have our professor of sports, John Poulter, with us. But he'll be back in the mix next week. I believe he had a curling game going on today. So we'll get him back in the mix next week. But our number one, just about in the books, Mike Wilson, it's gone quickly, my friend.
Yeah, I will say one thing that we didn't talk about is MLS soccer, the championship game last night. Atlanta United beat my hometown Portland Timbers 2-0. So for the first time, I don't know, like in 20 years, Atlanta has a champion. And there were 73,000 people at that MLS final championship game. So that is pretty cool. Congratulations, Atlanta United.
Yeah, I think Arthur Blank is involved with that too, man. So just another sports team for him to have good control over there in Atlanta. But anyways, hour number one is in the books. Hour number two is on the horizon. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas from Tennessee to North Carolina and Virginia. Up to 2 feet of snow could fall in the mountains of North Carolina. A major travel-disrupting storm is unleashing snow and ice from Tennessee to Virginia. Meteorologist Patrick Burke with the Weather Prediction Center says roads are unsafe as a result of winds, ice, and heavy snow.
It's already snowing and will continue to, and especially in western and northern North Carolina and the southern half of Virginia. Some cases already near a foot of snow had fallen in the mountain area. Is North Carolina, and we're expecting a foot or more of snow along the state line between North Carolina and Virginia.
After serving 12 days for lying to investigators about his contact with individuals tied to Russia during the 2016 campaign, ex-Trump campaign aide George Papadopoulos was released from prison yesterday.
I met interesting people. I saw it as an experience, a good experience.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
You've probably seen the cell phone video of a California teacher cutting a student's hair while singing the Star Spangled Banner. That student now has an attorney, Mark Vogt, who tells KFSN.
He couldn't believe what was happening. He frankly didn't know what to do. And he thought to himself, me or anybody else, she's coming for someone else. And in the video, of course, we see that later. But he was absolutely terrified.
The teacher went before a judge Friday and was charged with 6 misdemeanors. She could spend 3.5 years in jail if convicted. The House Judiciary and Oversight Committees have released transcripts. A former FBI director, James Comey's closed-door testimony before lawmakers. USA's Winnie King has more.
Some of the questions asked by Republicans he couldn't answer because of the ongoing Mueller investigation. A Justice Department attorney was seated beside him saying he couldn't answer those questions, which angered Republicans. Democrats asked him why he opened the Clinton investigation late into the campaign season in 2016. He said he labored over the decision, but finally decided to announce it publicly.
This is USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
The Heisman Trophy goes to an Oklahoma quarterback for the second year in a row, following in the footsteps of Baker Mayfield. Kyler Murray threw for more than 4,000 yards and 40 touchdowns this season. He says he was the right quarterback for the right program.
I'm a cool, calm, collected guy, and the Lord blessed me with the ability to handle situations differently. For me, knowing that I was going to the right situation, I just believe that, going to OU was the best the best situation for me.
A junior, this could be his final season before jumping to the pros. Not football, but baseball. He signed a $4.6 million contract this past summer with the Oakland A's, who selected him with the number 9 pick. According to ESPN, Murray apologized this morning after anti-gay tweets he made in 2011-12 surfaced hours after he won the trophy. The tweets were made when he was 14 and 15, and he says he used a poor choice of words that don't reflect who he is or what he believes. 7-member Korean boy band BTS has won the online readers poll for Times Person of the Year, beating out other artists, world leaders, and politicians. Planet Earth narrowly trailed BTS in the poll. BTS outpaced Planet Earth by 0.12%. The Thai cave divers finished third. Other top finishers, the South Korean president, undocumented children, former First Lady Michelle Obama, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, embroiled in controversy over the past few months for his alleged involvement in the brutal murder of Washington Post reporter Jamal Khashoggi. Time's choice for 2018 Person of the Year will be revealed Tuesday on NBC's Today Show. For USA Radio.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, good afternoon to others. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program all over the globe. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike Pigskin Opinion, for me, Dorf on Sports, or Dorf Online, check out the website. It's dorfonsportsradio.com. Hour number two of the show, all about the NFL. Mike Wilson, can you believe we are in week 14 of the NFL, brother? Isn't that amazing, bro?
It is amazing. Time goes by fast when we're talking NFL, and the season goes by quick. And you know what? We're getting down to that time of the year where teams got to start playing well and battle for playoff positions. And, you know, it's going to be fun to talk about. It's always fun to talk about the NFL, bro.
It is, man. A lot of great matchups, as we know. And I think the NFL does a pretty good job of getting the lineup right toward the end of the season, because they have those games that have big implications toward the playoffs. So good job by the NFL. Speaking of that, we're going to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to come back and we're going to get into all things NFL. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor. I tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience.
Treat yourself this holiday season and get live streaming of ROH on tour events like Honor Reigns Supreme.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events.
Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network.
Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com
on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
Yeah, we sort of stopped paying attention and racked up a lot of debt.
Yeah, it was stressful. He blamed me for my credit card debt, and I blamed him for building that man cave.
It's awesome. Anyway, we stopped blaming each other, did our homework, and read that a smart way to consolidate debt is to get a fixed-rate loan. But getting a loan was brutal.
And a time drain.
So I was in my man cave researching personal loans, and I found Best Egg.
Yep.
They have an A-plus rating with the BBB, and Best Egg handles everything online, start to finish.
And Consumer Affairs gave Best Egg 5 stars for their easy online loan app. And we could be approved and funded in as little as 1 business day. I applied online with no impact to my credit score.
She always takes credit for my wins. But long story short, she got an awesome loan, yep, paid off our cards and some bills while lowering our monthly payment. The Best Egg loan was like a total fresh start.
Yeah.
Visit bestegg.com/blue. Bestegg.com/blue.
Subject to credit approval. Actual rates, fees, and approval times will vary.
Are you wasting hundreds of dollars each year on contact lenses? Would you like to be able to see clearly again without reading glasses? Make the smart choice with IQ Laser Vision. Their team has performed over 150,000 LASIK and smile procedures, and with 11 locations on the West Coast and special out-of-town packages, there is a solution just right for you. See why they have a 5-star rating on Yelp. Check out IQLaserVision.com. That's IQLaserVision.com.
IQ Laser Vision.
Is your job sucking the life out of you? Wake up! You can do something else. Information technology. I know what you're thinking, but I'm not a math and science person. No problem, and no excuses. Because it's not rocket science, it's My Computer Career. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You can start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Mycomputercareer.edu, that's mycomputercareer.edu.
There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life, and there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife. Winds whisper of high hopes. Victory is in the skies. A season awaits with glory in her eyes. One joins with many on summer's green field. Time to strive, to dare, for all not to yield.
There's already been one safety in this half. Drive starts at the one and looking for a little breathing room, and they get that and plenty more. Derrick Henry still going. Stays in bounds. He might go 99 yards for the touchdown.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Are you serious?
Where did he come from?
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson. It's another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. You can always get at us. 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, Mike, before we get too deep into things here, I do want to go through all of the games that are on the docket. Week 14 in the NFL, you have the Jets and the Bills. You have the Panthers and the Browns. Big game for the Panthers there, let's be honest. They have been on a free fall like none other. Falcons, Packers, Not much going on with that game. Ravens, Chiefs, that's a big football game, people. Real big football game. Patriots, Dolphins, actually a big, meaningful football game there. Saints, Buccaneers, meaningful for the Saints. Buccaneers definitely on the outside looking in and probably not really looking in, to be quite honest with you. Giants and Redskins, huge game for the Redskins. They've obviously, man, in all honesty, Mike, I don't necessarily feel bad for teams or people, but in a way, you have to feel bad for the Redskins. Not one, but two quarterbacks go down the way that they did. Alex Smith having some serious trouble recovering from his surgery that he had with an infection. So in all honesty, if there's a team that I feel bad for or a team that I'm actually somewhat rooting for, I got to say, it's the Washington Redskins, bro.
No, I'd have to agree with you. I mean, look, if you don't have decent quarterback play, you're really behind the eight ball, and you're missing someone like Alex Smith, who has proven over the course of his career that he's a good, very good NFL quarterback. Man, and the way they've lost him is just, you just, like you said, you just feel bad for him.
And then Colt McCoy goes down with a broken foot leg too, man. I mean, again, you can't make this stuff up, dude. I honestly feel bad for the Washington Redskins.
Yeah. The only people that are not going to feel bad for the Washington Redskins are the New York football Giants today. The Giants need a win like anybody's business because of the season they've had. And they're not going to feel one bit of sorriness or empathy for an in-division rival. But, you know, outside of that, I mean, everybody, there should be a little bit of empathy for what the Redskins have had to deal with the last few weeks.
Absolutely. And Odell Beckham not playing for the Giants too. So we'll see how that goes. Colts play the Texans. That's a huge game, man. There's a lot, like I said, the NFL does a great job of how they plan the scheduling at the end of the season. Colts and Texans, that's a huge game.
Hold up for a second.
Yeah.
I'm sorry there, Dorf. Let's not forget, Houston's going for 10 in a row right now, yeah. I believe. I think if they win today, it's 10 in a row. So, I mean, they haven't lost for over 2 months. So, you know, Houston, I wouldn't want to make a trip to NRG Stadium in Houston anytime soon.
Yeah, and just so you know, man, you know how I do this, bro. I wasn't through saying what I was going to say about that game. So I was about to say Andrew Luck, you know, this kid has come back, played tremendous this year. They had a little bit of a setback last week against the Jaguars, if I'm not mistaken. That's who they played. And they've struggled a little bit on the road, too. They're 2-4, so they do struggle on the road. Will be definitely a tough test for them playing, like you said, at NRG Stadium there in Houston, Texas. Texans are 5-1 at home. And like you said, even more important, winners of 9 straight, looking for 10 straight. That's a dangerous football team. Bengals and Chargers, another game that's important to the Chargers, very important. Bengals on the outside now looking in, and again, going to be tough for them to get back in the mix. Broncos, they've somehow worked their way into it. They've got the 49ers, so you got to think that that's a good game for them to have a great chance to keep their playoff hopes alive. Eagles and Cowboys going at it. That's a huge game as far as that division goes. We all know that. The Cowboys in first place, but everything's up for grabs later today with that game. Steelers and Raiders, big for the Steelers. Lions and Cardinals, not big for anybody there. Rams and Bears, that's a big one. Trubisky, think he'll be ready to go. And you know what? The Bears playing at home, cold environment, tough on the Rams, who's obviously a LA team coming from that warm weather, going to be about 20 or 22 degrees at kickoff, only going to get colder. Kind of like the Bears, man. That's kind of a weird thought, but I kind of like the Bears in a sense, Mike. But a lot of good matchups today, bro.
Hey, yeah. And you know, hey, let's not forget about the Monday night game. There's some implications there with Minnesota and Seattle on Monday night. As well, the thing, you know, you finished talking about the Rams and the Bears there. The one thing that's going to be interesting with that game is if the Bears can keep Gurley at bay, it'll be the key, because if they can't, then they got to bring 8 guys up in the box to kind of stop Gurley. Now your DBs are one-on-one coverage, and you got only one safety back. So it's going to be interesting. If Chicago can keep Gurley at bay, they can keep two safeties back, and they can give help to those DBs out wide. That's going to be a big key for the Bears and their success against the Rams tonight.
No, I think that's some great points, and obviously we'll see how Trubisky does in his return. They've got a real solid running game. I love the two-headed monster that they can throw at you in the backfield. Wide receivers don't get a lot of respect either, to be honest with you. And you know what? The Bears in general, relatively impressive the way that they've played all season long. Little bit of a hiccup when you lose to the New York Football Giants with the type of season that they're having. So it's important for them to rebound, to be honest with you. And, you know, you made a point about the Monday Nighter, Minnesota and the Seahawks. Well, if Minnesota wins that game, which will be tough because they're playing on the road, I understand that. You know, the Bears are 8-4. If they lose, they're 8-5. And then the Minnesota wins, like I said, they're 7-5-1, and the division race gets a lot more interesting. So the Bears have been coasting. They've been cruising, but now it's the money time, and we'll see how they are able to own up here toward the end of the season, man. But in all honesty, I'm amazed that the scheduling, we have so many great games today, Mike Wilson.
No, we do, and let's not forget about the Eagles at the Cowboys. You know, the Eagles can kind of – I don't know if they can keep their slim hopes alive if they win or if it's kind of a done deal at this point, but that's a big in-division game right there.
And, well, that's and for first place, Mike. That's for first place. You got the Eagles at 6-6. You got the Cowboys at 7-5. So the Cowboys lose this game. Eagles are 7-6. Cowboys 7-6. If Washington somehow figures out a way to win, they're 7-6. So there's a lot to be playing for in that division, bro.
Oh yeah. So you know, can the Cowboys keep it rolling after they pulled off the upset over the Saints last week? You know, or do they get caught up in their own success a little bit and give one away to Philly? So that'll be interesting. And then, you know, this game is not, and I'm not talking about the Philly game. I'm talking about the Charger game. Chargers going to Pittsburgh last week and just play like two different halves and come back from like 21 down.
Yeah.
And just made life miserable. Do they continue that? Because now they have the Bengals coming to Los Angeles, and I think I referred to them as San Diego again, but they come into the Chargers' house there at StubHub Center. And the Chargers, you know, I don't think there's a team that wants to play the Chargers right now. They're lurking around. They're doing what they need to do, but they can't afford a hiccup against the Bengals today. So that'll be an interesting score to keep your eye on as well. And, you know, the rest of it, like you said, Carolina, you know, look, I mention this all the time. It's like Forrest Gump, man. You don't know what you're going to get with a box of chocolates, right, with Carolina. And Carolina, to me, is just that team. Like, they're so up and down. I could see them going into Cleveland and losing as easy as I could see them going in to Cleveland and winning. So, you know, they're so up and down to me and inconsistent that, you know, I don't know what's going to happen in that game.
No, I'm with you, man. This is the NFL, bro. This is week 14. This is when games start to matter. This is when you see the cream of the crop rise to the top. You see some of those lower echelon teams just kind of bow out, and the teams that are strong, they're going to survive. I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause, so we're going to do that. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. A lot to get into. You can get at us, people. 1-800-878-7529. I see people on my Facebook live feed saying what's up all over the place. Call up. Let's talk about what's going on in the NFL. 1-800-878-7529. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Here's Henry. What a night, Henry. He is gone for the touchdown, his fourth.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hour number two of the show. It's all about the NFL. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's going to be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Hey, Mike Wilson, I got to ask you a serious question because we obviously have been going through all the games of who's to play and with the lineups and the matchups for the Week 14. But I do want to ask you a serious question about Mike McCarthy, the Green Bay Packers. They do end that marriage. It is no longer Mike McCarthy's team. Has now been given a fill-in to at least for the rest of the season. And I do think that the Packers will go out and find themselves a very offensive-minded coach to use the skill set of Aaron Rodgers to the highest degree. And it's not to say that Mike McCarthy didn't do that because, excuse me, ultimately they did win a Super Bowl. You had 9 playoff appearances between those guys, 13 seasons. I think the good was pretty good. I think the bad was pretty bad, to be quite honest with you. And, you know, I just think that all good things come to an end at a certain point. It was time for this thing to come to an end. A lot of people were disappointed about them doing it during the regular season. Felt like he at least deserved a Monday morning firing or maybe even waiting till the end of the season. This is only, I believe, the second time
that a guy that has won a Super Bowl has been fired during the season, and the first time that it's ever been done there in Green Bay. So with all that being said, your thoughts about the Green Bay Packers moving forward with
my thought is simply this. I mean, my thought on coaching is this: if you're there for over, and I heard this from a friend of mine and it really kind of stuck with me, but the thing that I think about the Packers and McCarthy was there for about 13 or 14 years. And it was one of those things where, you know, if you're there for over more than 10 years, sometimes you just, whatever you're saying is just going to fall on deaf ears. And you know, when you're coaching a first ballot Hall of Famer in Aaron Rodgers, it's going to be very difficult to maybe keep that message fresh for someone like him. So you know, being over in Green Bay for over 10 years, I think it was time for, or it is time for a new voice in Green Bay. And you know, whether McCarthy was fired, you know, like he was after the Cardinal game, and let's face it, you know, you lose to a team that is pathetic as the Cardinals at home in Green Bay, it's going to be, you know, that's the kind of game that gets coaches fired. But whether it was then, whether it was at the end of the season, whether it was on a Monday morning, it's not going to change anything. He was going to be fired regardless of when they did it. So, you know, some people may figure that, you know, the way he was fired was bad. Well, getting fired in general is bad, no matter when it happens. So, you know, for those of you that kind of think that way, you know, tell me when firing is bad, either on a Sunday afternoon, a Monday morning, or a Friday night. You know, it doesn't matter. But I think the longer a coach stays there, he needs to make sure that every year that the message is fresh, the message is new, and maybe, you know, the coach is willing to change a little bit, because like I've been saying the past couple minutes, if you're over 10 years at the same spot, man, it can get old. And I think it got old for Aaron Rodgers. And you can, I don't know, Dorf, you're the Green Bay guy. I mean, do you blame Aaron for some of this?
You know, I don't think that this has been Aaron Rodgers' best season. Let's be honest. You know, he's missed throws that he normally doesn't miss. And, you know, you can blame it on not having familiarity with receivers, or you can just blame it on, you know, a bad pass by Aaron Rodgers, or guys not making good catches. I mean, ultimately, everybody's to blame, you know. And there's one guy that usually takes the real hit, and more often than not, it's going to wind up being your head coach. Look, I think that personally, Mike McCarthy was good for the Green Bay Packers for a long time. I do think that you bring up excellent points about the message needing to be clear, concise, different, moving forward, if you will. And I just don't think that was the steps that were taken. I feel like they were kind of moving backwards. Whereas everybody else is getting more creative, they seem to be less creative and less innovative. So I think that there's a lot of things that happen, and there's, you know, there's a lot of reasons why people have success, and they had a lot of success together. So there's no shame in this. I think that's also something that, you know, people got to get over. Don't feel bad for people that make millions of dollars a year. He's in a business where he knows it's about winning. And when you don't win and you don't get to the playoffs 2 years in a row, most likely for the Green Bay Packers, that's a real letdown. And that doesn't sit well with people. So this is an organization that's used to winning, Mike, as you know. This is an organization that has had two of the best quarterbacks for the past 25 years and very little to show for it. And I think that it's just been time, and people are ready for a change, and people are ready to get back to the winning ways. So, you know, I wish nothing but good things for Mike McCarthy in his future. And I do think he'll get picked up I really do. And hopefully the Green Bay Packers make a good selection and pick the right guy moving forward, to be honest with you. So a lot of things at stake. Speaking of that, let me ask you this. What would you do if you're John Harbaugh and you have Joe Flacco ready to come back, or you have Lamar Jackson, who's on a 3-game winning streak? What do you do?
Well, right now you got to stay with the hot guy. So, I mean, for me, you stay with Lamar Jackson. But if you got, you know, if you got situation, you can use Flacco in situational things today. And I'm not sure just how close to 100% he is, but I mean, they're listing him as the number two. That tells me, you know, he's not quite totally back, but he's serviceable enough that Harbaugh can use him in situations, maybe a third and long, you know, kind of situation type of thing. And you can still keep Lamar in there. You can use him as a decoy or kind of go, you know, wildcat or something else. But for me, I always tended to say when I was coaching high school football, I tried to stay with the hot guy. Regardless, if I had a kid that was, you know, he'd been the starter all along, you got to stay with the hot guy. It's going to be tough, you know, for Baltimore in general, because they're going to Kansas City, and Kansas City is just, you know, that's video game, that's NFL Madden kind of football when you step into Arrowhead with that kind of offense that they got. But Baltimore, you know, can use, at least to me, they can use Flacco in situations today if they need, like, a deep ball, you know, third and long, like I was saying.
So much to talk about, man. We never have enough time to do it. These breaks seem like they come too damn quick, but obviously we've got to pay bills, so we know what it's all about. But can't wait to get to the other side, Mike, when we talk about all the games, the matchups, and we give you our previews and predictions as to what we think is going to happen. So keep it close, everybody. It's always interesting to hear who we think is going to win the games. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
84, 3, 6. First down, little shoulder fade. Thomas, what a throw! Surgical precision. And Michael Thomas has his aim. Dropped in beautifully by Drew Brees.
Mayfield on the move, throwing to the end zone. It is caught by Higgins. Did he stay in bounds? It's ruled a touchdown.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Lombardi. A certain magic still lingers in the very name. It speaks of duels in the snow and cold November mud.
Mariota's in the gun, arms extended, wearing long white sleeves tonight, gets the shotgun snap, moves up, winds up, long spiral down the near side, caught over the shoulder, Davis at the 15, broke a tackle, cuts inside, 10-5, touchdown! Mariota has just thrown a 48-yard touchdown pass for the Tennessee Titans.
What the hell's going on out here?
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website. It's dorfonsportsradio.com. All right, Mike, this is my favorite part of the show, to be quite honest with you, my friend. When we go through the games, we give you our previews and predictions for what we think is going to happen. We'll spend time on some games. We'll spend less time on other games. This is one of the games we'll spend less time on. Jets and Bills going at it. Going to be cold there. Going to be probably a bad game, to be honest with you. I'm going to go with the Bills at home, man.
I'm right there with you. This is probably the crummy game of the day in the NFL, or one of a few, I guess. But I'm going to go with the Buffalo Bills at home.
Yeah, Panthers playing the Browns. Browns have been playing a lot better. We all know that. Panthers absolutely need a win. If they don't get it, you can pretty much start digging the grave for them. I'm going to say that the Panthers figure out a way to right the ship against the Cleveland Browns. Panthers win on the road.
I'm going to go with the Browns at home. I think Baker Mayfield's going to come back from some subpar games, and I think he's going to play well today, and I think Cleveland's going to play well today, and I think Cleveland's going to win.
You're crazy, man. I'm starting not to believe in Baker Mayfield as much anymore after watching some of the mistakes that he makes week in and week out. Falcons play the Packers. I feel like the Packers are going to play inspired football. The week after you let your coach go, you got absolutely nothing to play for other than pride. I like the Packers to figure out a way to beat the Falcons, who are also struggling this season. So I'm going to go with the Packers.
No, I'm going to go with the Packers too. They got to play some inspired ball after the whole controversy. You know, getting their they didn't get the coach fired, but I mean the coach was let go. So I'll go with Green Bay with some inspired football today.
Yeah, Ravens and Chiefs going at it. I think it's going to be pretty interesting. You obviously have Lamar Jackson, who is three games in a row, and like you said, the hot hand there. But you do have the luxury of Joe Flacco. Maybe can use him in some interesting packages, and just depends on what happens in the course of the game if people get injured, because it is football and crazy things happen. On the other side, obviously Patrick Mahomes, unbelievable season, 41-plus touchdowns coming later on today. I think this is a fun matchup, man. And in a weird way, I feel like the Ravens have a lot to play for. And in this situation, I don't know why, but I feel like the Ravens have some sort of magic going right now. I think the Ravens can pull the upset on the road at the Chiefs, man.
I'm going to go with the Chiefs at home. The Arrowhead, I mean, it's
Arrowhead is a tough place to play. That crowd gets going. You know, Mahomes throws a couple of touchdown passes quick and the offense is clicking. It just becomes a zoo. I think Kansas City wins in a closer game than the experts think. I think Kansas City wins by a touchdown.
Yeah, I think it's interesting, man. I just think the Ravens will be in this game, and I won't be surprised if somehow, some way, they pull it off. Patriots play the Dolphins. Again, this is the only thing that's good about this is that the Dolphins are playing a meaningful football game here in December, which is something that they're, in all honesty, not all that accustomed to doing. Patriots, a big-time favorite on the road. I think the Patriots win, but this is another one where you just said something about being closer than the experts who think. I think the Dolphins play the Patriots pretty tough, and I think this is closer than the experts think, but I still go with the Patriots, maybe by a field goal on the road.
No, I'm with you. Miami does play New England pretty tough at home, but this is the time of the year where New England does what New England does, and that is simply win. And New England's going to go down there and win by 6 or 7 points, but Miami's going to give them a game.
Saints playing the Buccaneers. Look, man, I think anytime you lose a football game, you're going to come back a little bit more hungry, a little bit more ready to play. That's exactly how I feel about Drew Brees and the guys. I think that they're going to rebound pretty well against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and I like the Saints to get it done on the road.
Oh, this is going to be a blowout. I just think New Orleans is going to come back fired up, especially after they lost, like you said, to Dallas. And not scoring their points like they did against Dallas, and they're going to want to light up Tampa Bay today, and that's what they're going to do. This is a blowout to me.
Well, you got a very interesting matchup in the sense of guys are pretty banged up and injured. Redskins playing the Giants. No Odell Beckham for the Giants. On the other side, I'm not quite sure who in the heck is being the quarterback for the Washington Redskins. I know that they just signed Josh Johnson, so Mark Sanchez is an option as well. But in all honesty, I just think this is tough on these guys. I feel bad for them. I hope they can get a victory, but I'm not willing to put anything on them at this point, even though they're playing the Giants. I got to go with the Giants on the road, man.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Giants as well. I mean, look, if you're Washington and you got to rely on Mr. Butt Fumble, that's not a good sign. So I'm going to take Eli and Saquon all day against Washington.
Yeah, I just think this is a day where you see some of the promise from a guy like Saquon Barkley, to be honest with you. All right, so we're going to keep it moving here. Sorry, I just for some reason lost my my schedule, but I'll get it right back up here, Mike Wilson. My bad. Okay, so we just got done talking about the Giants, the Redskins. Next game I want to spend a little more time on, Colts and Texans. You know, this is a great matchup as far as two quarterbacks that we both think can be special in this league. Deshaun Watson and the Texans, 9 straight, pretty impressive. I do think they get 10 straight. I think it's going to be a good, fun game to watch. So of the early games, I think this is a very, very fun contest for people to check out. Andrew Luck's going to have to throw the ball a ton of times, but I think the Texans figure out a way to keep it rolling, and they're winners of 10 straight at home.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Texans in this game. But, you know, the way that Luck has been playing this year, you don't really want to underestimate him too much. I think this is a little closer game than what a lot of people may think, but I think Houston gets it done in the end.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's just they're rolling so well. I find them to be very intriguing. And again, I've said it for weeks now, they're a major player in the AFC playoffs. The home field advantage is still up for grabs, and I think that that's going to be key. Whoever winds up with home field advantage in the AFC, you have a huge, huge advantage as far as getting to the Super Bowl. Bengals and Chargers, I like the Chargers, man. I think after a victory like they had against Pittsburgh, you know, you alluded to it. I think they outscored them 27-6 in the second half, something along those lines. They can light up the scoreboard at any moment in time. They did that without Melvin Flash Gordon. Keenan Allen, what a wide receiver. And Phillip Rivers, we're not even talking about it, but I really think he has an outside chance to be the MVP of this league, depending on how the Chargers finish. So I like the Chargers all day against the Bengals at home.
Oh, yeah, ditto. Chargers after on the road in Three Rivers Stadium or whatever they call that stadium in Pittsburgh and do what they did. The Chargers have made believers out of me. They're going to blow out the Bengals today.
Broncos, Niners. Broncos haven't been anything spectacular. They've figured out a way to get themselves back in the playoff mix, though. And Case Keenum has a lot to do with that. Maybe Minnesota sort of saying to themselves, you know what? We always think the grass is greener, but that guy's actually a pretty darn good quarterback. At the end of the day, he's got this Bronco team somehow to 6-6 and with a chance to be 7-6 when you go to play at Levi Stadium there in Santa Clara, California. So I like the Broncos to get a victory on the road at the 49ers today.
Yeah, I see the Broncos winning as well, and your nail on the head with Case Keenum and probably what Minnesota may be thinking. You know, when you look at San Francisco, Bud, it's one of those things where it's just what could have been if they had Jimmy Garoppolo all season long, what they would look like at this point in the season. But right now, I'm going to take Denver to win that game.
Eagles and Cowboys, man, we talked a little bit about it earlier today. This is a big matchup. Whoever wins this game has a good hold on the division in the sense of Eagles will tie it up. They'll be 7-5 along with the Cowboys they'll both be 7-6. My bad. But my point was is the Cowboys are 7-5 right now. They could take the stranglehold. If they can get up to be 8-5, that'd be huge for them in this division. Eagles really looking to get things back to their winning ways. They've been playing better the last few weeks too. So I actually like the Eagles to figure out a way to get it done because they've already lost to the Cowboys this season.
Right. And I'm with you in terms of who wins this game. I'm going to go fly Eagles fly with this. I think it's going to be I think this is going to be a fun game to watch. I think there's going to be a lot of good hits. I think there's going to be a little bit more scoring than people think. But I think Philly is desperate, you know, not that Dallas isn't, but I think Philly's a little more desperate. And I think they get it done down in Big D.
All right. So we got the Steelers and Raiders. I don't think we need to spend a lot of time on this. I like the Steelers all day.
Yeah. Steelers all day long.
Lions and Cardinals. Interesting fact about this is that I think the Cardinals have actually been pretty dominant in this series over the last 10 games or so. Neither team really with a lot to play for, let's be honest. Cardinals, you're looking for improvement from Josh Rosen, I guess, and maybe better coaching, to be quite honest with you, too. Lions, just looking for something. I think this is one of those games that could be pretty ugly, or it could be a shootout. I honestly have no idea what to expect from either one of these teams. They've been anything but spectacular, so I'm going to say the Cardinals win at home, man. I'm going to give my people here in Arizona some love. Cardinals win a home game, man. They beat the Lions.
Yeah, me too. You got to think, you know, like you said, this could be real ugly or this could be just like no one's playing defense and everybody's getting points. I think it's obviously somewhere in between. But I'm going to give the Cardinals, the Bird Gang, some love today. I'm going to pick the Cardinals to win by about a touchdown.
All right, Rams and Bears is the Sunday nighter. Really good matchup. Obviously, Bears playing pretty well, a lot better than people ever expected. Rams, we expected this. They're a good football team. We all knew that. But Trubisky back for the Bears. Cold environment. I don't know, man. Something tells me that the Bears figure out a way to pull this thing off. I'm going with the Bears, man. I'm starting to believe in the Bears to a certain degree. So I'm taking Chicago at home.
Well, here's the thing, and I'm going to take Chicago at home too. The weather, you got the West Coast team, nice weather team coming to the, you know, coming to the middle America and playing in the frigid temperatures of Soldiers Field. You know, it's like one of those NFL game like things. You have to wonder, did the Rams peak too early? You know, are we guarding against the Rams peaking too early and, you know, and kind of maybe limping into the playoffs here a little bit? And I think Chicago takes advantage of them, I think, because of the cold weather and that defense and Khalil Mack and all the rest of those boys. I think Chicago gets it done.
Real quickly, Seahawks-Vikings Monday nighter. I like the Seahawks, man. I just think Russell Wilson and the Seahawks are playing so much better than people could have expected. So I like the Seahawks. How about you, real quick?
Seahawks all day at the link.
Yep.
All right, man. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do that, and we're going to come back with parting shots like we always do. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Almost got through it.
Wayne Gallman Jr. in for the first time today. They're going to let Odell Beckham Jr. look to throw it. He's done it once. He's got a man wide open. It's caught for the touchdown. Seconds to go.
There's Cohen.
Burton to Cohen. Looking to throw it. And he's got the touchdown. Anthony Miller.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call. Toll-free, 1-800-428-1570. 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. 1-800-428-1570. The Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time today, which, by the way, you can always catch me late night doing the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. That starts at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I love doing that show. I love talking to people all over the world on Sirius XM Channel 203. So always catch me late night doing that on Sunday nights. Mike Wilson, parting shot time, my friend. You are up.
Party shot would be this: much respect given to the 41st president that we lost this past week in George H.W. Bush, who was a true sportsman. He loved boating. He loved golf. He loved baseball. He played baseball in college. And bottom line, he was a good and decent man. So much respect given to 41.
Yeah, good stuff there, Mike Wilson. Always figure out a way to somehow make it a little political, but I'm just kind of kidding about that. And in general, that's a good – no, but I do appreciate that one. That was good, man. Obviously a good man, and it's good to see that when things like that happen, we all do come together, even in times when things are pretty tough. But my parting shot is going to go out to the Green Bay Packers, man. You got what you want. You got a new beginning, a new future. Let's finish the season out as best we can. And you know what? Let's just make it all happen in the future for Aaron Rodgers. Let's get us a couple more Super Bowls before that guy's done. Anyways, for Mike Wilson, for Scott on the other side of the glass, who makes it all possible for us all the time, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. We'll talk to you later here on Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition. Take care, everybody.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.